A woman has died and two others injured in separate accidents at Mount Biwa. Crews were first called to the mountain at about 7:30 on Saturday morning to airlift a 52-year-old male paraglider who'd crashed into the side of the mountain and fell about 30 metres. He suffered significant leg, head and chest injuries and was flown to the RBWH in a stable condition. Just hours later, a 28-year-old woman described as an experienced climber was scaling the eastern side of the mountain with a friend when she fell 40 metres and landed on rocks. She sadly died at the scene. QAS operations supervisor Leighton Allen says they then received another 000 call.
During that extrication and almost at the end of that extrication, a third incident occurred high up on the mountain where a 30-year-old male patient had slid down approximately 10 metres and had injured his shoulder. That patient was also extricated, though this time via Rescue 511 to the Sunny Coast University Hospital.
He says it's very rare to be called to three incidents in one day at just one of the Glasshouse Mountains, considering climbing conditions were normal on Saturday. There are concerns that a key rail project won't be completed in time for the 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games. Despite the federal government putting $1.6 billion on the table 12 months ago, there's still no business case for the Sunshine Coast Rail Line project to bring heavy rail into Maroochydore. Local member for Fairfax, Ted O'Brien.
In a highly inflationary environment, when you have indecision and delay, only one thing happens. Prices go up. Ongoing delay and indecision will make the $3.2 billion project far more expensive over time, and that is why it is jeopardising the possibility of rail coming to here, the heart of the Sunshine Coast, its new CBD.
An investigation is underway to determine the cause of an overnight house fire at Biwa. A single-level home on Shores Road caught alight just before 8 p.m. The family and their pets managed to get out safely before the flames took hold. The garage has been destroyed while the rest of the home has major smoke and water damage. And the coast now has a direct connection to Cairns with budget airline Bonza launching its service between the two cities today. The direct route will see an increase in passenger numbers arriving here with more than 105,000 seats available between the two destinations.